This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. It's the first discovery of a new plant genus in a national park in decades, and a landmark find. But the identification of Ovicula biradiata, the woolly devil, began with a simple walk in the park. The discovery is a reminder that while known for its vast landscapes, Big Bend National Park is also a place of hidden surprises. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter. It's the size of a quarter with fuzzy leaves. Such wooliness is a common adaptation among desert plants, helping to retain moisture and protection from the sun. The tiny plant features a pair of reddish, ray-shaped flowers, which have the look of devilish horns.
You really do have to get down on your hands and knees to take a look at it. There are so many small, fuzzy things out in the desert that had it not been blooming, we probably would have just kind of looked at it and kept walking.
That's park volunteer Deb Manley. She and supervisory park ranger Kathy Hoyt spotted the plant on a desert hike last March. They knew it was a member of the sunflower family, and they shared photos with veteran Big Bend botanist Michael Powell. This plant, Powell concluded, was not just a previously unknown species, but an entirely new genus. DNA analysis confirmed Powell's assessment, and the discovery was published last month. Big Bend has long been known for its biodiversity, and botanists have probed this land for a century. But Hoyt said it took just the right conditions to spot the woolly devil. The key condition, she said, was drought, which meant few plants were growing.
The reason we noticed it is because there was absolutely nothing else growing out there or in bloom. A lot of these desert plants can remain in the seed bank for years and years and years. It may not even sprout and grow except for maybe once every 10 years or so. I mean, we don't know that, but I think there are many reasons that this plant could have been overlooked.
Manley had the honor of selecting the plant's scientific name, Ovicula, or tiny sheep, referencing the plant's wooliness, while biradiata invokes its two radiating petals. Though new to science, it's not yet clear how rare the woolly devil is. The team has identified four populations, and where it's found, the plant grows in abundance. And a photo taken near Sanderson suggests it may be found there, dozens of miles from the park. Big Bend Park botanist Carolyn Whiting said that for now she's treating the woolly devil as a rare plant. She and her colleagues hope to study the plant's range this year, but ongoing drought means the woolly devil is nowhere to be seen.
I was very much hoping that we'd be able to study it this spring and answer that question. Pretty disappointed that we haven't had the conditions to spend a lot of effort looking for it, but maybe next year.
Much about the plant remains unknown, including its pollinators. Potential candidates include flies and tiny native fairy bees. As a distinct genus, the woolly devil must have diverged from its closest relative long ago, but its evolutionary story is a mystery. The rare can awaken greed, and would-be poachers have already targeted the woolly devil. Park officials are keeping the plant's location vague. Our predecessors set Big Bend aside as a national park because they knew it was a special place. It's a testament to their foresight that it preserves life forms they didn't know existed. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.